WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Some Supreme Court decisions, or lack of decisions, the court rejecting Alex Jones today. Justice is taking a pass on a number of high-profile cases, leaving in place the penalty for Jones, claiming the Sandy Hook shooting massacre was a hoax. He must pay $1.4 billion in damages to the families of the victims. The Supreme Court rejected an appeal from Colorado parents on a school policy that they say lets children pursue gender transitions without parental notification. New Trump tariffs today on cabinets, furniture, lumber. The overall burden on consumers?
Goldman Sachs crunched the numbers on this. Consumers are bearing the highest burden. They will pay by the end of this year more than half of the burden, 55%. And then into next year, they will pay 70% of that burden. You've got businesses paying a small portion and then international countries paying an even smaller portion.
That's Rebecca Jarvis. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Assembly has passed a package of bills meant to increase the housing supply. Wisconsin's housing crisis is one of the worst in the nation. Of course, an average home here is not going to be as expensive as one in California or New York, but our affordability is the problem. Wages just haven't risen as fast as home prices have, so there's a big gap between how much people are making and how much a home costs. Just 4 years ago, to own a typical Madison home, a buyer's household needed to make about $65,000. Now, again, just for an average home, a buyer or buyers would need to make $117,000 a year. That's according to data from the Badger Project. Lawmakers in the Assembly have passed a package of bills they say would make it easier for builders and for municipalities. These bills would also have to pass the state Senate, but the state Senate hasn't met in months. There's also a bipartisan bill to allow accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, statewide. That means people could build tiny homes or cottages on their property, regardless of their local ordinance on such structures. Meanwhile, Madison leaders are making housing moves of their own. Over the summer, they passed ordinance changes that allow for those ADUs in the city, let people split their deep lots, and allow for duplexes citywide instead of in just a few districts. Now, the Common Council has passed more changes. These include allowing extra floors in buildings that are close to smaller residences, changing lot size requirements, and letting backyard cottages have two units instead of one. Meanwhile, the city has approved a new student apartment building downtown. The State Journal reports Core Spaces will construct a 16-story building on Francis Street. They'll be tearing down Saxony Apartments and a four-unit house. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Game 2 in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Dodgers tonight at American Family Field in the National League Championship. The Dodgers taking game 1 last night. Final score 2-1, but a crazy play in the 4th inning. The Brewers' Sal Frelick in center field. Dodgers slugger Max Muncy at the plate. Bases loaded. Brian Anderson with a call on TBS.
And Muncy skies one to center field. Hit well. This one's got a chance. Frelick going back to the wall. He leaps. It's in and out of his glove, but he caught it. And now chaos on the bases. Might have a play at the plate. The throw. Not in time. No, he's out. He's out.
Frelick preventing a grand slam at the wall. The first 8-6-2 double play in baseball playoff history. Frelick after the game.
The ball kind of tipped off my glove, and then I just kind of saw it floating there, so I grabbed it and just fired it into Joey.
NBA, the Bucks hosting the Thunder tonight in Milwaukee in their final preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mad City, biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with highs around 64. Rain is likely tonight, a low around 48, and some showers for Wednesday with a high near 60. Pockets of heavy rain possible. For Wednesday night, clouds in 48. Thursday, chance of showers in 68.
It's 51 at our studios.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Did you know Packer Love is international? Join us Wednesday from the Marcus Theater in Waukesha for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, the story of Japanese Packers fans.
There's a Wisconsin story about our state, our team, who we are. And then there's a universal story about people from all over coming together, regardless of culture, distance, language barrier, and finding amazing community over something completely unexpected.
Join us Wednesday, 2 to 4 for the Todd Allbull Show.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll talk a little bit about fighting authoritarianism and why Ken Burns, the great historian, has it right. And also, the Brew Crew in the NLCS. Be here.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
92.7 WMDX, because somebody's got to fact check Facebook.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Trump's been lobbying hard to try to win the Nobel Prize for Peace. He really wants that peace prize. So he's been talking pretty much nonstop about this for the past 2 weeks. So now Trump's focused on winning the prize next year, which is fine. Let him keep trying to make peace. I'm fine with coming up with prizes and trophies to motivate him. Give him the Nobel Reopen the Government and Leave Healthcare Alone prize.
Yes. Yay, Jimmy Kimmel.
What?
I just can't. I know. If I mentioned I've been bitter since the third grade.
You have been bitter.
I'm giving up no credit to Donald Trump for this deal. Oh, Netanyahu's...
By the time I got to the fifth grade, I was very bitter. Very, very bitter. A bitter, bitter person.
Well, I mean, almost any human has more class and grace than Donald Trump, who is just gross.
Right.
And him bashing President Biden, President Obama in front of the Knesset.
Bless you.
And also then Hillary Clinton in the last. Mm-hmm. He's just such a jerk.
Yep.
You know, and everybody else has to be gracious. You know, the Nobel Prize winner, because she needs America's help, is giving it. But I'm like, oh, God, stop sucking up to him.
Mm-hmm.
This Biden commends Trump for getting Gaza deal over the finish line. I mean, it's just
nice
they
man.
All
that,
because
yes.
He's a nice man. You're right. Yeah.
Right. He did praise his own administration for having worked relentlessly to bring the
good.
Thank you.
As he should.
Did someone cover that media? That he had a deal in place. Trump told Netanyahu to scuttle it so that Biden wouldn't get credit and would help Trump's election. And it's despicable mm-hmm. what those hostages probably went through. How many people died? How many Palestinians died
exactly.
in the last year?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, 64,000.
Totally.
Well, they don't even know the total,
right,
until they can get through the rubble.
Yeah.
It's close to 70,000.
At least, yeah.
I mean, if that's not a genocide, I don't know what is. It's at least half women and children, you know, and it's just that Netanyahu let this go on so that Trump could get credit and Biden could not, and then Biden's still gracious enough, you know.
So is Hillary Clinton, so are a lot of people.
Yes, yes. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just not down with it. And I, as you said earlier, Jody, it's just the media is such a big reason why we're where we are. The difference in how they reported on Biden and on this, that nobody is talking about this. Biden got way more hostages home than Trump did. And it's just.
And I'm glad he pointed that out.
Yes.
In this statement.
Absolutely.
Yes. Former President Biden publicly commended Trump for getting a ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas over the finish line. Well, the finish line's the operative phrase. He did all the work, right? And this is like we were saying about infrastructure. Is Trump literally is taking Biden's name off of, you know, stuff and slapping his name on infrastructure projects that he had nothing to do with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just... Here, it's just another, anyway, blah, blah, blah. Am I missing anything? This is hot off the presses.
It is.
Chris just handed it to me. Oh, does that fresh paint smell?
You don't get that from printer ink.
No, you don't. No. I miss mimeographs. I miss that purple ink.
You never had a mimeograph, did you?
Oh, yeah. Those were fun.
They smelled wonderful.
I got to use one once.
Mm-hmm.
Like make them.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. Yeah, that's
super
fun.
In fifth grade, I remember.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What? You might not get it wrong.
I get things right more often than you think I do.
Who said organizations that concede to Trump should be able to say we're not going to be bullied into saying that we can only hire people and promote people based on some criteria that's been cooked up by Steve Miller? Who said that?
The great Grape Ape.
No.
It's good, though.
President Obama.
Oh.
Almost good.
Okay.
Purple.
All right, back.
Yeah. Hmm? Like Barney.
God, must I be inflicted with more Mike Johnson? Okay, here he is on the show.
We worked on repeal.
Oh, no, next one.
Oh. We're barreling toward one of the longest shutdowns in American history,
yes.
Unless Democrats drop their partisan demands.
No. Right. Okay. You know what? And they keep saying it, Jody. It's not working. Polling is showing that people get it's not that hard concept to go. You control all three branches of government. You are trying to make people's health care double and triple, and you're covering up for pedophiles. Mm-hmm. Period. Hakeem Jeffries on all this.
It does seem to many of us that she's had a surprisingly enlightened
MTG.
Few weeks. In terms of her perspective on both the Epstein files and also Republicans have no interest, zero interest in trying to address the health care crisis that they visited upon the American people, even though you've got Republicans now, most prominently Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's making clear this is not a made up crisis. It's a real thing.
I think Hakeem Jeffries is like, she's on our side.
I think we're all suffering cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, we're like, what?
What? Has she been struck in the head recently?
Maybe.
Like, what? Do we have any theories as to what has happened?
She wants to get reelected?
Yeah.
What's got to be did? Okay, one more.
Have you met with Speaker Mike Johnson?
No, Speaker Mike Johnson and I have not met.
Why
They've
not?
Made the decision. Donald Trump has not given, because Donald Trump has not given them permission to meet, Katie. And we know that until Donald Trump gives them permission to meet, they're going to continue to hide as it relates to sitting down and negotiating a bipartisan agreement.
As you pointed out, Chris, Democrats are there.
Yeah.
Republicans are on vacation.
Right.
So who's the... I mean...
Right. Democrats are there ready to work.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're waiting.
Republicans are off doing whatever Republicans do.
What do they do?
I don't know.
They go to the
Republicans. They really are that horrible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. T-shirts available now. StephanieMiller.com.
They go off to the slime factory or whatever
Ugh.
They do.
Yeah.
Senator Mark Wayne Mullen.
Too many
Colby
names.
Carrington. I don't
know. Ewing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just you,
always, there's always a Ewing in there.
Yeah. What was the family on Falcon Crest?
I don't remember.
Okay. I know. Call Morgan Fairchild. She's going to your No Kings rally.
I'll see her on Saturday and I'll ask.
Okay, great.
Get to your No Kings rally.
Yes.
Jody's going to Studio City. I'm going to go to Hollywood. I'm telling you, it's making me want to double and triple down. Senator Mark Wayne Mulling, Ewing, Colby Carrington said the only reason one would protest Trump is if you had a deranged hatred of Trump. No, it's if you have a deranged love for America.
Mm-hmm. The Ghiberti Channing family was on Falcon Crest.
The Falcon Crest family.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mike Johnson alleged the Hate America protests are organized by the pro-Hamas wing.
I don't understand that.
I mean, I swear to God, they're just pissing people off and making people want to go more because they're, like, bullying and threatening, right? And can we play Tish James again? Here she is yesterday, Tish James.
And I will not bow. I will not break. I will not bend. I will not capitulate. I will not give in. I will not give up. You come for me, you gotta come to all of us.
Hoorah. Hooray for her. I was just showing you my other favorite video. It's the inflatables in Portland to the song War. Or what is it good for? And they're all...
Absolutely nothing. Say it again.
Little inflatable parade. Actually, those are new. Those are like, they look like they're...
They look like
you see
chickens.
The human person, and they're like riding like an inflatable horse, so they're walking like...
And they're in rainbow colors.
Yeah.
Like, too, so...
That's what you got to do. Make them look as ridiculous as they are. J.D. Vance indicated in a Meet the Press interview that Trump is not opposed to invoking the Insurrection Act. Of course he's not. He said the president's looking at all his options. Mm-hmm. Can I just say, what are the chances, Jody, it was a Trump judge, and we'll talk to Jill Weinbanks about this, that's doing a better job than the mainstream media. A Trump-appointed judge said his whatever he said about Portland, she said, does not match reality.
Exactly.
Is delusional, is detached from reality. Can't all news reporters go, what he is saying in Chicago and Portland is happening, is not happening.
Right.
Okay. Anyway. Excuse me, my headphones are going in and out as
What's going on?
Nothing. My headphones are...
She's fine.
Screwed again.
Just yell really loudly.
Okay.
All right.
Can you hear?
Yes.
That we can talk to you like this.
Oh, by the way, I don't like the new Lady Matlock.
I love the new Lady Matlock.
I watched it last night.
Did you watch the season one
I love Kathy
one?
Bates.
I don't like it.
It's good.
Did you like the dude Matlock?
I never watched that either. I'm not that old.
You don't even know what the Lady Matlock's about yet.
No. What was the other? Was I? No. Diagnosis Murder.
Okay.
With Dick Van Dyke.
Okay.
Totally different actors and different show.
I'm so old, I can't remember what old show I was on.
Old man shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like Lady Matlock. Don't get on me.
I don't like it.
Did you watch the first episode of the first season?
Yes.
Okay, keep watching it.
Okay. I'll try again.
They need a Lady Diagnosis Murder is what they need.
There you go.
I played myself, and I was suspected of killing the Dr. Laura character for a time slot.
Yep.
No, that's my job.
Yeah, right? You would have been better at that.
Didn't they film that at KABC?
No. I was on set.
Oh, you were on
with
set?
With Dick Van Dyke.
With craft services and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pestering him with my Mary Tyler Moore impressions. Oh. All my questions.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Did they shuffle him away to get away from
me? I think he enjoyed it more than Ed Asner. It enjoyed my Mary Tyler Moore impression, I'm going to say.
Ed Asner enjoyed you.
Yes, he did.
There's a picture
Randy,
of him.
That Randy old dog.
There's a picture of him licking your poster in the KTLK lobby.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
We have that poster out here. Bella, that's been freshly licked by Ed Asner. You could sell that someday when mommy goes. I'll leave that to you.
Ed Asner was the voice in Up. Mm-hmm. He was the voice. Okay.
Oh, because she doesn't know right, Tyler exactly. Moore show. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Grant. No, yeah. All right. Grant.
Yeah, Can I get back to the news, ladies and gentlemen?
I have a fun Up fact, though. I went to school, when I lived in L.A., I went to school with the little boy who voiced Russell in Up.
Really?
Yes, we all got to go to a fun little premiere. The whole school got to go.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cute. You made a freshly made, fresh reference for Bella to understand.
Yeah.
She might not have watched the Mary Tyler Moore show.
No, you should watch it. It's good.
But I watched Up.
Now I am Mary Tyler Moore. This is a newsroom. I'm doing a story.
Murray.
J.D. Vance said, the problem here is not the Insurrection Act or whether we actually invoke it or not. The problem is the fact that the entire media in this country, cheered on by a few far-left lunatics, have made it okay to tee off on American law enforcement. No, they haven't.
No.
Hey, really? Dancing at you in a T-Rex costume is... Please. We cannot accept that in the United States of America. Crime has dropped in both Chicago and Portland, according to statistics. Vance accused cities of not keeping statistics properly. Oh, my God. We are just in a war on facts, right?
Yeah.
They put out official statistics, and they're like, nah. I mean, okay, cool.
Someone in some kind of power needs to have at long last, you have no sense of decency, sir.
That's right.
John Kerry.
With all of these people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Here's Sean Duffy taunting us about the No Kings rally.
The No Kings protest, really frustrating. I mean, this is part of Antifa, paid protesters.
No.
It begs the question, who's funding it? But, Democrats want to wait for a big rally of a No Kings protest, when the bottom line is, who's running the show in the Senate? Chuck Schumer's not running the show. The No Kings protesters or organizers are running the show.
What?
What? It has nothing to do with the shutdown, the No Kings rally. This was planned ages ago for the first one, in
June.
They're trying to associate the No Kings rally with Antifa and with Hamas.
I want my money from George Soros.
That is all they're doing.
I like the sign that says, "No one's paying me. We hate Trump for free."
Yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah, we're happy to hate Trump for free. Nobody needs to pay me nothing. comes naturally. Okay. Watergate attorney, Watergate prosecutor.
Yes.
Jill Winebanks coming up 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You need one more thing on your plate, right? If you're a homeowner, you need to listen
to this. A T-Rex could take your title.
Yeah.
Your
not
home
only
title.
Did I just read all my insurance premiums that just went up by 11 billion percent. Now, what can happen in today's AI and cyber world? Scammers can steal your home title and your equity is the target. Like, I need that to worry about now.
Right.
They can forge your signature on just one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. You won't even know till you get a collection or a foreclosure notice. Yikes. Ugh. When is the last time you checked your home title? Do it now. If your answer is never, like mine was, do it now. I partnered with Home Title Lock. You can find out if you've already been a victim. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Documenting the apocalypse and making it sound fun. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. It's scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people our age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. Here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Use the collagen I use and love. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. One more time, go get my collagen, GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
There's nothing like the perfect bra fitting. And at Allure Intimate Apparel, that's exactly what they deliver. Their expert bra fit specialists offer one-on-one bra fittings in a graceful, no-pressure environment that celebrates every silhouette. Allure is here for real life, where confidence always comes first. Experience a new standard of personal attention with timeless style and bra fittings that flatter at every angle. Visit their new location at the Hilldale Shopping Center in Madison, or visit AllureFits.com. That's AllureFits.com.
This is Chad Spade. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Stephanie Miller.
Weird on air when Jody's here. I don't know why I feel the need to torture you during the commercial breaks. I went up to her and I said, I think there's been a brief cessation in the precipitation. I just wanted you to know that there's been a pause in the rain.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. That was the weather. And now the traffic on the nines. Okay.
Can you do it as Katharine Hepburn?
Yes, she can.
Uh-huh. We know that.
It's going to be a long, wet ride on the 405. All right, it's also my Bobby Kennedy. Okie dokie. Yes, it is the
Bobby
same.
Bobby Kennedy doing traffic.
Same. Can I just say how, first of all, I think we've discussed this, Jody Hamilton, daughter of Carol Burnett. Republicans suck at comedy.
Yes.
They just, SNL was brilliant.
It was, it was very funny.
Yeah, played some clips, but they're just so thirsty to have, like, you know, hit people like them and be, they just so, what do you call it? Pam Bondi. A response to being ridiculed on Saturday Night Live. She just said, Secretary Noem, should we create this recreate this picture in Chicago? Loving Amy Poehler. She hates you. this sketch was not a compliment. But they're so, like, you know, desperate to go, oh, we have a great sense of humor. And so then, what do you call it? Noem's Homeland Security posted back on X, thanks for the free in advertisements, SNL. Get criminals out, make history. Save America.
What?
They don't get satire. I know. And no, exactly. They were ruthlessly knocking you.
Yeah, they were.
That's why it was funny. And it's just, you know, they try to make it seem like, Amy Poehler loves me.
They paid attention to us.
Oh, God. All right. Speaking of media, I mentioned this earlier, because of your mom's network, CBS. Ugh, I'm just...
That didn't host her 90th birthday, but...
NBC
I know,
did.
Right?
NBC did.
And now they fired Colbert. I'm just... So, this is not the way things should be. Trump boasts the new owners of CBS are friends of mine and takes a swipe at Nora O'Donnell. He spoke to reporters on Air Force One. He made clear he has high hopes the new owners of CBS will remake the network into something he will like. That's not how media is supposed to work. Does the president like it? You know, like, it's... So he praised Larry and David Ellison, the father-son duo that now owns Paramount CBS's parent company. Larry Ellison, the founder of Oracle, close ally of Trump, taking part also in the U.S. takeover of TikTok.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I swear to God, they want to control the vertical, the horizontal, all of your avenues of information.
Yep. Last night on CBS Evening News, they ran their first Barry Weiss piece. It was by a reporter from her free press that CBS bought, and it was they were talking to New York City cops who didn't like Mondami.
Oh please!
Oh, all three
of
them.
Of course, yeah. So she said, so who's going to be the head anchor at CBS? Not Nora O'Donnell. You're not supposed to be the nation's program director for what
she's
comedy shows or news anchors.
She's not the anchor anyway.
She isn't anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, Larry Ellison's great. His son David's great. They're friends of mine. They're big supporters of mine. And they'll do the right thing. So the right things means only
kiss
coverage favorite.
Right.
I mean, it's just, hasn't he already gone after Gayle King, who is like so milquetoast? I mean,
yes.
I know her. She's lovely and nice. But I'm like, it's just weird the people he targets, right? Anyway, I Obama is right. You've got to stand up. I have one more hero of democracy.
Okay.
Hold, please. MIT. See, this is what, this is how you turn the tide. We did it with Jimmy Kimmel, right?
She's digging.
Bonnie's digging a little.
That's why the chair looks like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
She's digging a little hole in the chair. She's a good girl. MIT's president turned down the Trump administration's offer of priority access for federal funding, publicly releasing a letter that emphasized the university's values include free expression and the core belief that scientific funding should be based on scientific merit alone.
Exactly. Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
I'm just saying, dominoes, they go either way, right? Mm-hmm. Courage and cowardice is contagious, so do it. Be courageous. You know who's courageous? Way back 11 billion years ago, and she was Watergate Girl.
Uh-huh.
She's Watergate Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Jill Weinbanks next.
WMDX, because somebody's got to fact check Facebook.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Over the summer, thousands of gallons of crude oil were spilled when a train derailed in Dodge County, and it wasn't even the first time this year. It made Civic Media's Parker Olson ask, how often do trains derail in Wisconsin, and why?
In 2023, there were 27 reported derailments. The accidents are dangerous and can not only cost a lot of money, but also have the potential to spill hazardous materials. Oftentimes, these derailments happen in or close to populated areas. The National League of Cities says that two-thirds of all rail accidents happen within cities.
When things go bad, they go really bad.
That's Mark Burrows, a retired locomotive engineer and the editor of the Railroad Workers United newsletter. Train derailments have a few primary causes.
Inspection of the rolling stock, inspection of the tracks, the ridiculously long and heavy freight trains, and insufficient training.
Burroughs also says jobs have been cut over the years, making crews smaller, all while trains get longer. Some trains are well over a mile and a half long, posing a challenge for crews that often are just an engineer and a conductor. Our research found that there have been 45 derailments in Wisconsin since 2023. The cause of 21 of them is reported to be human factor, but Burroughs warns that the decline in jobs, crew size, and a de-skilling of workers is a reason for many human-caused derailments. Accident reports on the Federal Railroad Administration's website show that 6 of the 7 derailments within Superior City limits were caused by humans. None of those derailments had more than 2 crew members. In the past, crews were oftentimes at least 4 workers. Burroughs also claims that track-caused derailments can often be attributed to fewer workers who need to inspect more rail track and having less time to do it than in the past. There have been 15 track-caused derailments in Wisconsin since 2023. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for a partly sunny sky for your Tuesday afternoon. Northeast winds, highs reaching the mid-60s. Overnight, plenty of clouds, some showers becoming likely, especially after midnight. Lows in the lower 50s. Showers will end early Wednesday. Right now, it's 55.
The John and Gordy Show.
Charles Atlas.
Wasn't that on the back of the comic books?
Yeah, it was always on the back of the comics, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Atlas, the guy who got sand kicked in his face and he worked out and started beating up all the other strongmen on the beach? And, you know, at the time, there weren't a lot of people that were in that kind of shape. Guys didn't have six packs back then. I think they were proud just to have a kind of a smooth stomach.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Wednesday morning, Substack blogger and author Mike McCabe will join us.
And the John and Gordy commemorative plates will be available soon.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
Mm-hmm.
have blown through, just in the last 6 months, a whole range of not simply assumptions, but rules and laws and practices that were put in place to ensure that, you know, nobody's above the law and that we don't use the federal government to simply reward our friends and punish our enemies.
President spoke in complete sentences and stuff. Believed in the rule of law. I remember that. Hey, I know someone else that remembers the rule of law.
I was once tuned into my radio one day to Stephanie Miller. I'm Stephanie Miller.
That's right.
Comes a lady. She is Jill Wine, Bankstead Girl. Jill Wine, Bankstead Girl.
Mommy, hold me. Don't puncture me with your brooch, but hold me.
Aww.
Aww. It's just a paper clip to show I'm part of the resistance.
Yeah.
To be wearing them.
Love it.
We need you.
Love it. So we had to, of course, you know, mention you earlier when Trump's, I forget what the tweet was about, but he actually called, he was talking about Adam Schiff, you know, his next political target that he's going to go after. But he said the Ukraine thing was a bigger illegal hoax than Watergate was. And
right.
Of course, everybody online's like, wait, Watergate was an illegal hoax now? There was no one that used to believe that. My dad in Goldwater would be surprised to hear that, right?
I was shocked. I saw that and I thought, okay, that's a new one. I never heard that. But then again, everything he says, you know, it's like he just can't stop. He has diarrhea of the mouth and what comes out is not good. It's all lies. It's very upsetting.
But and it does hurt his cases legally, doesn't it? I mean, the fact that he sent this, I guess what he thought was a direct message to Pam Bondi saying,
right,
Pam, prosecute these people. And then she did. I mean, doesn't that,
you know, cases for vindictive prosecution are really hard to prove.
Right.
Unless you're President Trump saying all this out loud. It's so easy to show that he was directing political targeting of people. We know that Pulte was going through records looking for Democrats who might be able to be accused of a mortgage crime. And he wasn't looking at all the Republicans, even though obviously the newspapers have found them. And we know that three members of the cabinet and Pulte's own parents, his father and stepmother, are guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But are they getting indicted? I don't see that. And the amount of money at stake is something well below any federal threshold that anyone would look at. The amount that James is accused of benefiting is like barely even, it's under $20,000 for the whole term of the mortgage. That's ridiculous. It is not worth federal resources.
And we have you on for your legal expertise and years of training and whatever, but I'm like, do you have to be a lawyer to go, like, so she checked a wrong box on a form, but then twice more in the same form made a point of correcting it in all caps, saying this is not my primary residence. Like, what, can you be prosecuted for what's basically a clerical error that you corrected immediately? Like, I don't even get where the is.
Of course not. You are right. You have to prove intent. It has to be a deliberate act. It has to be done to get a benefit. And this one, obviously, the reason that the predecessor of the insurance lawyer that is now the U.S. attorney, or the interim U.S. attorney, maybe legally, maybe not, probably not legally even in office. But anyway, the person who presented the case to the grand jury has no criminal experience, rejected the advice of not only her predecessor, who got fired for refusing to do an unconsciously unethical act, and a memo from her staff saying this case is not prosecutable, the evidence isn't there. And the ethics of the Department of Justice used to be that you could only indict if you had a reasonable chance of convicting and sustaining the conviction on appeal. This is not a case that will even make it to trial. I think it will be dismissed by a judge based on many of the problems, not least of which is, was it brought legally by someone who was properly acting as the U.S. attorney? Was it done as a political vendetta, which would mean it couldn't be brought? There's also going to be prejudicial publicity because Donald Trump has been saying, guilty, guilty, guilty.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And so I think both Comey and James, and now we're expecting Bolton any moment. And of course, as you mentioned in
Schiff.
The beginning,
Schiff.
Yeah. Schiff is going to be on that list, of course.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and Jill, we've talked about just this morning, we are so outside the world of easily provable lies. I don't know what you want to call them. Eric Trump said Jack Smith planted the Manila folders at Mar-a-Lago in the classified. He wasn't even appointed yet. It's just, you know, Trump said that Biden sent the FBI in to infiltrate January 6th when he wasn't president. I mean, it's not just like, oh, the facts are different than when in a court of law. These are just easily disprovable lies, right?
They are. And what's interesting, I just interviewed a political psychiatrist, a thing I didn't know existed, but does. And Dr. Tamarius is someone who specializes in this sort of thing, who says, you know, facts just aren't the place you have to start in trying to persuade people that they're wrong. You have to make an emotional connection with them. You have to collaborate with them. Mm. Get them to say, gee, that's an interesting position you're taking. Could you show me what you're basing it on? And would you mind if I did some research and tried to show you some? And so let's work on this together. And I don't know if it'll work because people don't have any research that will support them, but maybe they will come to realize that there is nothing supporting their position and that there's plenty supporting the position of the opposite point of view.
Yeah.
Saying that Biden sent in the FBI when Donald Trump was, in fact, the president on January 6th, that's ridiculous.
Right. Well, and also someone else made the point that he would have been sending them in to stop his own certification of his own victory. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not waste your considerable brain power.
Don't break your brain. Yeah. No.
I was saying earlier, Jill, it's amazing that it falls to a Trump-appointed judge to do a better job than the mainstream media in saying what Trump is saying is happening in Portland or Chicago is detached from reality. It is not what's happening. I mean, can you, in fact, invoke the Insurrection Act for, I don't know, inflatable frogs? Like, I don't...
You know, the inflatable frogs have come to Chicago now. We are adopting what is being done in Portland. But, you know, you made an interesting point because the Portland judge is a Trump appointee and made a very good ruling about, look, I can take judicial notice of the facts on the ground. It's obvious that there's nothing going on here, that it's very peaceful. Whereas the judge who is not a Trump appointee in Chicago, who's a Biden appointee, said, well, I'm not going to stop the troops from being here. I won't let you deploy them. She did go that far. She said, can't deploy them, but they're already here, so they're going to be here, which I think was a mistake because it was obvious that they were wrong to be here. It's also obvious that ICE agents are behaving abominably here. Yeah. The violence from them is unbelievable. I'm sure everyone listening has seen the video of the pastor who was shot in the face with a pepper ball and of all the other things that are going on. They're accusing one woman of ramming their car when, in fact, the evidence seems to be that they rammed her car. And they're causing the violence. It's not the violence of protesters. I think we're going to have a huge event this Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean,
we are too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be, I hope that we double the number from the last No King's Day.
Yeah.
Because
they keep threatening us.
Not having this.
Yeah, they keep threatening and bullying us. I think it's going to make it, you know, even bigger. We've gotten to the point of the interview where I think I made you say fat pattern in your Chicago accent. So I'm happy, but. Can I say, talking to you from L.A., Joe, as I recall, the last time the Insurrection Act was enacted was George H.W. Bush during the L.A. riots. But that's what I'm saying. It's what the media should do a better job. But at least this judge said this is not Why don't people push back when J.D. Vance goes on TV and says it's out of control and only Trump can stop it? Just go, that is not what's happening in Portland or Chicago.
I think, unfortunately, all the major networks have failed in this. They have not pushed back adequately. They are allowing people to say things that are blatantly untrue, that are visible to anybody that they are untrue. The Insurrection Act is when things are so out of control that there's an actual armed insurrection against the federal government. That's not what's happening. We have peaceful protests saying we don't like what you are doing, grabbing people off the street, including U.S. citizens. I mean, the raid in Chicago on that five-story apartment building, they pulled everyone out. They broke down doors. They trashed the apartments while people were outside. They took naked people outside because it was at 1 a.m. They were sound asleep, and they were pulled out of their beds. Children were zip-tied together, taken from their parents. It was a despicable display. And what's happening? Nothing. I mean, the priest is suing for the damages he suffered. But that's a small thing. We have to stop this behavior where they're standing on buildings. Yeah. And, of course, Kristi Noem came and did a little display standing on a building, you know, while they were shooting people. Yeah. It's just
Now, be fair. She stared down that guy in the chicken suit. That was... I mean, Jill, you're right. It's just something's gone wrong in your life, and you're zip-tying kids, naked kids at 3 a.m. I mean,
I mean, it's so blatantly obvious that there is no insurrection. The insurrection is when the federal government cannot fulfill its federal law enforcement. The number of people being rounded up shows that that's a lie. They are doing what they consider their job. However, they said their job was to get the worst of the worst off the street, and instead they're picking up tamale vendors.
Yeah.
They're picking up people going to the grocery store. They're picking up people who have committed no crime, who are here many times. They picked up one person and fined him $150 because he wasn't carrying his green card with him. He had one. They proved that he had one, but they fined him for not – apparently there is some – law that's never been enforced before that says you must carry your papers with you at all times. And he didn't have it with him.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad people are fighting back. I love what Governor Pritzker's doing ever since you and I did Sexy Liberal Chicago with him. I've just been a huge fan, and good for him, because as I keep saying, you can model courage or cowardice, as President Obama just said. And by the way, I'm glad that priest is suing. And can I do a sidebar, Counselor? He is hot. Did you see him?
Yes.
God. That blonde priest looks like a
boy band. That's really quite a statement, Stephanie.
Yes. Right? Just saying. Am I lying? No. All right.
No,
listen,
he's very adorable.
He really is. So 11 billion fancy titles ago, I forget now, you were what in the Army? The council?
I was the general counsel of the Army.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe she comes on this show. Can you?
I can.
Okay.
I know.
Okay. But I just wanted to get your take. First of all, again, speaking of acts of resistance and courage, that pretty much everybody, including Newsmax and Fox News, has told Hegseth to go pound sand on these Pentagon. I mean, I'm reading one headline after another, Pentagon staff racked by culture of fear. There's an emerging culture of fear. There's a culture of intimidation and retaliation because of who he's going to fire next. The Association of Journalists representing those who cover U.S. military accused the Pentagon of sending an unprecedented message of intimidation with its new press restrictions. So I think it's only OAN has said, yes, they'll sign this pledge.
Yeah.
So just wanted to get your thoughts.
Well, let me go back to the meeting that he called of all the top brass. Right. When you call in all of the military generals, everybody from one star to four star, and all of their top enlisted helpers, you are one causing a huge expenditure because this was a last-minute call. It was required flying from all over the world. It meant that all of the duty stations were unmanned. If some disaster had happened where they were supposed to be in charge, they weren't there.
Right.
Secondly, they were all in one room, making them a wonderful target for our enemies. Three, aside from the cost and the time away from their duty station, this was a lecture by Hegseth, an insulting lecture, I would say, one that could have easily been delivered by Zoom. There was no reason to have them there. And the message was not a good message. And I want to point to some of the sexism, which was especially offensive to me, where he said, from now on, we have to have the highest male standards only, and it has to apply to everybody. Number one, right now, any job that is in the military, a military occupational specialty, a job category, you have to meet the criteria for that job. And that is a gender-neutral description of, if you have to be a radio operator and carry a 100-pound radio, you have to be able to carry 100 pounds. Right. If you're going to operate a Zoom, a drone rather, you have to have good fingers. That's all you need.
Yeah. Right.
And so I just think this was offensive and wrong.
Yeah.
And when he said, well, I don't mean to keep women out, but if that's the result, so be it. And the next day, you know what happened? The EEOC said, we're no longer going to prosecute disparate impact cases, only where it's deliberate intent to discriminate. So in the workplace now, and not just the military, but all workplaces, if the impact of a rule is to discriminate against women, too bad, and not just women, disparate impact could be on race or gender or religion. So it's, I mean, our country is just slipping away. We're sliding, not sliding, we're just zooming backwards.
Yeah. And by the way, I just want to give everybody props, whether it's George Stephanopoulos or the thing, you know, the companies that are pushing back on this Pentagon pledge. But the Post, which just fact-checked Hegseth last time, said numerous falsehood here. One, Pentagon reporters have not roamed without badges. Credentials have long been in place. Two, journalists generally have asked for tips, not classified information. Three, journalists did not wander into classified spaces. They're closed, as you would expect. So, I mean, it's a full-time job fact-checking the lies.
I'm proud that so many media have said, we will not sign this.
Yeah.
Because what's the point of our being there if we're just going to be getting your press releases, which is basically what it would have been. They'll issue what they want you to know. And one thing I learned going back to my time as general counsel is that, you know, the generals are there permanently. We are political appointees who come in, and unless we know how to push to get the right answers, to ask the right questions and to push, we're only going to be told what they want us to know.
Right.
And that isn't how you're going to be able to exert policy changes. So it's really important that the press be allowed to ask the questions and to tell us what's going on. Think about, you know, going back to the Pentagon Papers, which would have been in your father's time.
Yeah.
That's what we needed to know and was being kept from us.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do again.
Last question. As a general counsel for the Army, were you more like Tom Cruise or Demi Moore in A Few Good Men? Did you ever have one of those, you know?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth.
I'd like to think I was both of them.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say, a combination of both.
Yeah, I
right,
think so.
Of course. Absolutely.
Only
definitely.
The best.
That's hot.
Definitely.
That's hot. Okay.
I got saluted because my car would have a 4-star flag when I was in a car.
That is so cool.
Yeah. The windows would be dark and nobody would know who was in it, but they saw the 4-star flag and boy, everybody hopped to it.
That's amazing.
That is so hot.
It
so
was
hot.
Fun.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That is a great job.
Yeah.
Listen, the book is Watergate Girl, the bestseller. Sisters-in-Law, the podcast. We love having you so much, Jill. Thanks so much. We'll talk
to
you soon.
Thank you. I love talking to you. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you for all you do. She's so pretty. Smart. 52 minutes. After the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Native Path Collagen.
Yes.
Because it just goes in my coffee, flavorless, don't even know it's in there, and I get all that good stuff. I don't have to take separate things for my hair, my nails, my, digestion.
It's stealthy.
It is stealthy.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way.
Yeah.
It's the most abundant protein in your body. Your natural supply drops as you age. That's why lots of us are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. It's supporting the big lie from the inside out.
Aww.
What's the series, Glow? I should be in that, because I glow.
Yes.
Not in a radioactive way, in a good way.
You also wrestle.
Sure. What? Okay, right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping on the best collagen. This offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Don't go. everybody. It's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zepa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? You know, if we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway,
keeps the tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zepa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends? Or they're fighting for their lives with it. They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there, behind it, and get cures.
Yep. And it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zepa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
State Street strolls, lakeside bike rides, and conversations that go late into the night. That's Madison. And that's what you'll hear on 92.7 WMDX. Real voices, real news, real connection. Because this city isn't just where we broadcast, it's where we live. WMDX. Made in Madison, for Madison.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Chris just said the saddest sentence he's ever said. My mullet wig is arriving today.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
yes.
Your mullet wig. Chris is going as the 1980s bodybuilder,
yes,
for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Boy, the homos love the Halloween, Jody.
We do.
The Halloween is fun.
It is.
This is what his life is.
And you're going as thing one or thing two?
Oh, no. That's Jack and our friend are going as thing one.
Oh, okay.
Chris, I will order him to wear his mullet wig tomorrow.
I will.
We love you, Jody Hamilton.
92.7 WMDX. Smart talk without the suit and tie.
Maggie Dawn.
What's up with all the MAGAs claiming that they're such great Christians and claiming that America was founded as a Christian nation? I debunk all of these myths starting at 5 o'clock. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You want to vote for a governor? You do have many to choose from who have served in the assembly. Or you can choose the one of us candidate. Hi, I'm Ryan Sternad. I work for a living. Sure, I don't have elected experience, but I do have working class experience. Won't you want your governor to know what it's like to be in your shoes and to govern that way? For more, go to RyanSternadForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Ryan Sternad for Governor.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
From ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Alex Jones, pay up. The Supreme Court rejecting an appeal by the conspiracy theorist who gaslit Sandy Hook families by claiming their kindergartners and first graders weren't really killed. He has to pay them $1.4 billion. Buying a car? Buckle up. Kelley Blue Book says new car prices have topped $50,000 for the first time. New car or old, at least we're saving a few cents at the pump, says ABC's Gio Benitez.
The average price of gas nationwide, $3.02 a gallon. We could see drops below $3 for the first time in years. So that's really good news. The price has dropped more than 6 cents over just the past week, more than 14 cents from just a year ago.
Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing today that Facebook has removed a community group page. It was an outlet for Chicagoans to share information about when ICE agents were spotted around the city. You're listening to ABC